The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm certified financial planner professional Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by another certified financial planner, Doug Neal, and charter financial consultant Jamie Keys in the studio this morning. Craig Montana running the studio as usual this morning. And the unusual this morning, of course, is oil's back above $60 a barrel.
Well, yeah,
WTI. Yeah. You know, I was talking to a couple of friends that are in the oil exploration energy business over the weekend, and they basically said, you know, I mean, yes, it's going to be a little chaos here, but nothing long term and nothing, you know, to really get too overwrought about. That was their take.
Well, I mean, if you have a refinery that the only reason that the price of oil went up was now the output coming from those refineries has gone down. Mm-hmm. So the amount of oil available has gone down. That's a temporary thing because, you know, they put the fires out, they rebuild and get it going
and
again.
Other refineries up production that they can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, so it's a temporary thing.
Well, and all the other offshoots of everything, right? I mean, the trucking industry, their costs are going to, you know, go up a little bit. Airlines are impacted. Other types of different things come into play, all up and down the board. But again, as this gentleman told me, hey, you know, this is a temporary kind of a thing.
Yeah, the airlines are always kind of interesting because of how they actually buy fuel. With the, you know, they really buy fuel with futures.
Yeah, I was going to say options.
They hedge the market. So that's I find that very intriguing how the airlines actually buy the fuel they need for the airplanes.
Yeah, anybody that's really using a lot of petrochemical stuff in their business, they've already got these hedges in. So temporary thing, though, you might see gasoline prices go up a little bit, right?
Yes.
Yes. But other than that, you know, things are going to be pretty much normal. We have our strategic petroleum reserves here in the U.S., which is like 600 and something million barrels of oil. I don't think we're the only stockpile in the world either.
Yeah, the only glitch in the thing would be we are locked and loaded.
Yes, yes, supposedly
you
so.
Know, war would be a longer-term effect.
So, that setting aside, we've already blown through that now. Okay, let's talk about things that are longer-term, shall we? Like maybe reallocating your 401k. Doug Neal had a conversation with some folks about, you know, making some adjustments,
They were thinking that there's they keep hearing on the news that there's a big recession or a big drop coming.
Oh, yeah.
And so they wanted to, they asked about that. What
that was
do?
Your first question about that, right?
Yeah.
Well,
haven't heard
that one
in at least 10 minutes.
Yeah. So should we be worrying about that, right? Yeah, along with everything else. Also, Jamie's got some information that I think is really interesting. An actual tax break you might be able to take if you support your parents. Did you know there might be something like that? So in an effort to give you news you can use here, financially speaking, we're going to talk about that. And then another way that you can structure how you get company stock out of your 401k. Should you just roll all that company stock if you're leaving your employer into an IRA? Should you do anything differently? Or what about inherited 401k plans, right? So let's talk about those. And, of course, we always pause for your questions, comments, and concerns all about you, your money, and handling it the best way you possibly can. So if you got a question right now, we're going to be in a commercial break here. Craig Montana is going to start rolling that in a second. If you have a question or two, and you want to get them answered right now in private on our private line, give us a call now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
The Heart of America Shows, Texas' most exciting carnival midway, welcomes everyone to the 151st Washington County Fair. Heart of America Shows presents a sneak preview night on Tuesday from 6 to 11. Admission to the fairground is free on Tuesday, and you can ride all the rides you want all night long for $20. Choose from over 30 exciting, heart-throbbing, teeth-gritting rides. Come out and enjoy the new Orbiter and the new Surf Shack Funhouse, plus the 100-foot Super Shot, Power Slide, and Giant Crocodile, and the brand-new Extreme OMG ride, plus many favorites like the Kamikaze, the Bumper Cars, Zero Gravity, and Cliffhanger. The little ones will enjoy the Luna Park Mini Carousel. Heart of America Shows also has fun games, cotton candy, candied apples, popcorn, and drinks at their conveniently located food booths. Sneak a peek at the Heart of America Carnival at the Washington County Fair on Tuesday and ride all the rides you can from 6 till 11 for $20. Also performing on the main stage Tuesday is Grupo Salido, only at the 151st Washington County Fair. Admission to the fairgrounds is free this Tuesday.
Are your new tires wearing out sooner than they should? Maybe you need a wheel alignment. For the best auto shop in Brenham, go to BK Auto Repair on Highway 105 in Brenham. They're up on the latest innovations like the Hunter Hawkeye Elite machine that links up to your vehicle's onboard computer system for a precision alignment. Plus, BK Auto Repair offers all types of maintenance, major and minor repairs, and major brand tires. BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105 in Brenham. With over 36 years of experience, congratulations to all the Washington County Fair participants.
American Overhead Door Company. American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
United Rental has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts, aerial work platforms, dirt movers, to generators and hard hats. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals. Consider it done.
Aggie football on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear Fightin' Texas Aggie football on KWHI in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors, Tegner Toyota, Page Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, WC Tractor, and Team Ford of Navasota. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors, and for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7, your Aggie sports station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Several members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group here in the studio with you this morning. And, you know, we're looking at ways that you can get a step ahead. That's really where we are. And do things better for you and the people you care about. That's really where financial planning is. It's not just stock picking or realigning, you know, your investment portfolios and all of this stuff. Yes, that can be a part of those kinds of things, but you're much more than your 401k or your IRA or whatever.
It's strategies. How do you put the pieces together that you have available to you? Or how do you calm your fears on things that you think you're going to lose your money, lose your house, lose your job, whatever. And that's get a strategy. Find out how things work and what's going on for you.
Well, there are so many different aspects of your financial life. And we still talk a lot about the fact that you don't know all the questions to ask. There are things that may be available to you that you're simply not aware of. That doesn't make you stupid. That just means that it's things that you don't know about. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to try and, when you come in for that free review, to go through things and say, well, these are some things that may be available to you that you weren't aware of. And when it comes to asking questions, it's always important. We talk about that a lot. My wife and I had a conversation yesterday. She asked me a question, and I was trying to answer a question. She says, well, no, this is what I was asking. And I said, well, if you have to explain the question, you probably didn't ask it right. Well, that's probably a marital thing, but still.
I was going to say.
That may sound very familiar to many people.
Mm-hmm. But knowing the right questions to ask is always important.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think we do when we're dealing with people is we help them to massage that question into what it really needs to focus in on. Because that's, if you don't know some key elements to different things, then maybe you don't know exactly how to ask that question. And your answer to the question depends on that. So that's part of our job, too, is to kind of guide people when they visit with us about things, guide them on track to help them formulate the question so we really can figure out with them what's going on. What do they need to know?
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about that when it comes to calling Social Security or Medicare or health benefits, calling insurance companies. You know, if you call the insurance company and you have want to find out if a medical procedure is going to be covered, you simply ask, well, is this covered? They'll say yes. But they don't say, but it's subject to the deductible. You know, you have to ask the right question. They answered the question. You actually needed more information.
Yeah, deductible and copayment.
Right.
All those other add-ons, right, that we don't ever want to have be a surprise, but many times they are.
Right.
Right. Let's talk about something that, Doug, you went through recently with a client, and that is kind of reconfiguring or reallocating, as we say, their investments inside of their retirement plan at work as a 401k.
They were in their late 50s. A couple came in. The kids are grown and gone now. And so they're really ramping up their 401k dollars. But then she found out that the company she's been working for 30-some years is eliminating her department, and they're going to lay her off, but they're going to give her a severance package and whatever. So it's not necessarily a really bad thing. Mm-hmm. But the question is, on their 401k money now, they know that she may just retire or work part-time, too. So they may need a paycheck coming in on the earnings. So the talk out there, and they ask this, well, we hear on the TV all the time that there's a big downturn coming in the market. There's a big recession. coming in the market? You know, how do we protect ourselves on that one? So we looked at what their assets were and where they were invested, and we looked at the percentages, and then what we basically did is up a little bit more on the – she had a stable value fund, and then she had a second pension plan that was all cash that the company did. So when you look at the all cash and the stable value, we ended up basically going a few more stock portfolios, a lot more cash, probably in the 30 to 40% range, just for the fact that if she needs to draw some funds next year, she's got some without having to
– right.
To, if the recession does come next year, which nobody knows – they got some time to get through it. And then we also then looked at his 401k and found out he had a Roth portion that he could put it in. Well, they didn't need the total tax deduction because of their finances. So we've shifted a lot of his contribution, future contributions,
yeah,
to the Roth.
The key, yeah.
Yeah, the future and current assets. That's something most people don't realize.
Well, and why did you do that, though? Why would he not? I mean, yes, you said he doesn't necessarily need the write-off, but even if you exclude that, the tax deduction, if you exclude that factor, what's the advantage to him of having the Roth part of his 401k?
Because he puts money into the Roth after tax. He's not limited by income limitations, which the two of them probably would have been doing a Roth outside the 401k. And he can put in a lot more money than the standard deposits into a Roth IRA. It grows tax-free, and it comes out tax-free. I guess it grows tax-deferred and comes out income tax-free in the future.
Oh, yeah, and if a recession were to come along, having the availability of tax-free money as opposed to taxable money makes a lot of sense also.
Also, kind of let our radio listeners know, this is from the National Bureau of Economic Research. Recessions don't last forever. There have been 10 recessions in the U.S. since 1950. The most recent recession was an 18-month downturn. So a year and a half, and that ended in June of what year? That would be a good test question. It started in 08, ended in June of 09. So it was 18 months. That has been the most recent recession. The average length of the 10, there's been 10 recessions since 1950. So it's not the first time we've done this. The average length is 11 months. So as long as you can ride out a year, year and a half, it comes back. It doesn't last forever.
Well, and the thing about the 2008 recession is we started going back up in, what was it, March or April of 2008?
Yeah, it was shortly thereafter.
Yeah. So it wasn't all doom and gloom completely, even when you got to March or April. So again, you know, if you're close to retirement, now that's a different thing.
Yeah, well, okay. that's what this was. She was thinking she may end up, so we went heavy into cash, because then if she needed some funds, she could take it and let's wait the 11 months or the 18 months for all the stock portion and stuff to come back again. Mm-hmm. So that's a strategy that worked for them.
Well, right. And I think that's a valid point, too, is if other than the couple that you're talking about using that example, is if you're young, recessions, though they may be uncomfortable at the time that they're going on, if you're still making regular contributions to your investment account or your 401k or your IRA, the advantage that you have is you're buying low. And so, you know, there's that old phrase, short-term pain for long-term gain. That would apply when it comes to recessions, if you're young enough, because now you're having the opportunity to have long-term growth by having the ability to buy investment products at a lower price.
Yeah, I think the whole key to that is, as long as you have an income coming in, even if it's a reduced income somewhat, keep putting money away in that one until the time comes when you're thinking about maybe taking some money out to live on, then that's a different strategy. It's different investment choices. Mm-hmm. But like this couple, we did more cash. And if she, when she does retire, if she doesn't go back to work, she doesn't know yet. You know, she's been working her whole life. And so you think, well, I'll go get a part-time job. And there again, maybe not once you, once you get there. You know, just maybe we'll go play with the grandkids or something. You know, you don't know. But if she does, then we can move a lot of that cash as needed into some income-producing assets. And there's lots of them out there. There's lots of annuity riders and whatever that will pay 5 or 6%. You know, so you can get your own pension plan going, but not until you know what you're going to be doing.
Well, and yeah, what you're going to be doing and what your needs are going forward is, again, a part of the planning process that you're talking about. And as we move through stages of our lives, that's going to change. So whatever you're doing in your 30s, 20s, 30s, it starts changing a bit maybe in your 40s. And by the time you're in your 50s, you really need to be thinking about what your goals are going to be so that you can make those changes and not get caught at the last minute every time there's a blip somewhere in the investment world.
Or even worry about it. I mean, that's
because
The market has always come back. Always. It's just a matter of when and can you survive that. Mm-hmm. Biggest thing is cash flow, income flow, keeping your job.
And mistake that we see, I know, Tony, that a lot of the enrollments that you do, the questions that you ask if a recession occurs is, they want to reallocate the assets that they have. Mm-hmm. That's one question.
Right.
But then to say, well, I got hurt in my 401k plan because the account value went down when the recession occurred, so I'm going to stop putting money in.
Yeah, I do get that every once in a while.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
Which is a different question altogether, because if the value, if you're in a recession, that is a very good time to continue putting money in.
Sure, you're buying low.
Yeah, now reallocating the assets that are currently in the 401k, that's a different question. So again, it comes down to making sure that you're asking the right questions.
And there's two key terms here. It's current allocations and future allocations. You have money that you've already put into the 401k and it's already in certain investments, sub-accounts, and you're going to continue to put money in. Well, in this couple, since they knew there was going to be some changes next year, we changed their current allocation and we changed their future allocation. Their future allocation was not the same as their current allocation.
So your current allocation is
conservative.
What's already in there?
Yep.
What's already sitting in there? And it's more conservative because these people need for it to be going forward.
We
right?
wanted to make sure it was going to be there next year,
right.
The bulk of it. So we changed that. But they're only in their early 50s or mid-50s. So I guess mid-50s. That's still young. told them, you know, but for the money that they're still putting in, well, we'll keep kind of like the allocation that they had, which is more of a growth allocation than an income allocation.
Right. So if they're in like a growth or moderate growth kind of an allocation and they are more taking a little bit more risk with what they're buying as they're going along. This is new money coming in.
New money
right.
going in.
Right. They might pick things up during a downturn that are going to be on sale. Or in the case of, and I want to put this out there, and let's deal with this when we come back. You know, in most 401k and 403b types of plans, their investment choices, and they have non-aggressive all the way up to pretty super aggressive. So these types of vehicles have different types of investments inside of them. And let's talk about that and what that philosophy is, because maybe some of those things are a little more risky, maybe even better on sale. than you might imagine. So, again, going back and forth with this idea of you've got two different plans here inside of your one plan.
Yeah. How you invest the dollars.
There you go. So, you got a question right now? No problem. Give us a call. If you're shy, your voice will not be on the air if you talk to us right now on our private line while the commercials are playing. Here's a way to do it. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. You know that I have from the start.
So build me up. Are you tired of your garage being substituted for a storage building? If the answer is yes, then Mueller can help. From small workshops to big barns, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility. And their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. Stop by our Bryan College Station branch at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway or call 855-958-1255 to speak with a skilled sales representative.
If your hearing has slowly declined over the years and you're having trouble following conversations, visit Aaron Gonzalez at Paget Hearing Aid Center. Aaron is a hearing expert, and you can trust him to help you navigate through the new hearing technology to find the perfect hearing aid for you, the one that delivers pristine sound and clarity to help you hear comfortably. Call 830-0865 today or stop by at 103 West Alamo. Paget Hearing Aid Center, a new owner with the same quality of service. Se habla español.
K&H Portable Toilets, in business in Brenham since 1980, bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding counties' festivals, fairs, concerts, and special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, invites you to the Washington County Fair and congratulates all the participants on a job well done. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Tune in to KWHI on Thursday, September 19th, starting at 2 p.m. to hear the live broadcast of the Washington County Fair Junior Livestock Auction. You'll hear firsthand what all the top winners of the fair receive at the sale. This broadcast is sponsored in part by Triple S Welding, Somerville Farm and Ranch, WC Tractor, and Budweiser. Tune in to KWHI this Thursday, starting at 2 for the Washington County Junior Livestock Sale. Brought to you live only on KWHI.
It's Burton Panther football Friday night on KWHI. The Burton Panthers ready for non-district action as they travel to Weimar to take on the Weimar Wildcats. I'm the sports doc, Ed Pothel. Join Daryl Kiki and me for all the action. The Burton Panthers at Weimar, Friday night, 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC in Brenham has served this area for more than 35 years, specializing in residential, commercial, industrial, plumbing, backflow certifications, and repairs. Call Roland Whitner at 836-3700 or stop by their office at 1806 South Market for all your plumbing needs, including repairs, maintenance, new installations, HD video camera inspections, and high-pressure sewer jet machine cleanings. Whitner Plumbing is proud to support the Washington County Fair and congratulates all the fair participants. Whitner Plumbing, LLC. License number RMPL 9920.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alright, coming back with the second half of this edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. If we're not hitting on your particular situation or your question or questions, give us a call at the office later on. Glad to help you with that. If you want to come in for the free review and we look at what you're doing, how you're doing it, is it going to go toward what you really want it to do? Today, tomorrow, 10 years in the future, right? How do you set those things up? Free review, absolutely priceless in terms of what you can find out that can really help you going forward.
That reminds me of a question I got from a guy that I play golf with.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
We're going to take that question. Let me give you the office phone number first.
Yep, okay.
Okay, here's a way to find out if you're on track. Give us a call. We'll set something up. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Now,
we can come back to the 401k.
Yeah.
This one is, I wanted to, just a quick question, because we were asking, yeah, we were talking earlier about what questions do you ask, mm-hmm, to get something done? Well, he asked me, he said, hey, if I got $300,000, what do you do with it? Okay, that's a simple question.
Well, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you need?
That's it was all those questions, yeah, but what it came down, yeah, to is the question will first get, oh, I want it to make money. Okay. Second part, I said, well, do you want to keep it so it's safe, you don't go backwards? He's, oh, yeah, that'd be great. He didn't even think about that. So just by asking questions, then we came up with something else. But that's the point of what questions do you ask, and that's why you come in. We may bring up some things you didn't even think about.
Well, and that happens a lot,
yes,
by the way, because there are just so many different ways to look at things. And if we help you get to where you really understand what your options are, because that's so important.
Yeah,
well, I can guarantee you that the people who supervise us have asked all those questions.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So, again, free review, great thing to do. Your info always stays confidential. We do not meet up with you and then tell everybody, okay, ever. So here's the number again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Now, quickly back to the 401k type of conversation we were having. We were talking about the concept of investing in your 401k differently, depending on whether the money is already in there, you've already put it in, and it's sitting in there. That batch of money that's already there can be allocated in one way, more conservatively, mm-hmm, maybe, different types of investments inside of that you have to choose from. That is different from your ongoing contributions.
And they can be different. You can put different percentages. Example I was using, I think we put like 40% of existing money, of 30 years worth of putting money into a 401k, we put 40% of it into the stable value fund because she might need it next year to start living on it.
Mm-hmm.
But her contributions, she's still going to be putting money into the 401k. It totally different. There, I think the stable value fund was zero.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. Because she doesn't need it. Money market in that.
Right.
Right, for safety. She wants to go ahead and buy things.
Get some growth.
And get some growth.
Now, I want to throw a caveat in there, mm-hmm, on that. In your 401k plan, if you have a stable value fund, mm-hmm, or a money market fund, and you're going to need the money within a year or so, one of the things you need to make sure of is that there are no penalties for taking money out of that. Because some, yeah, of the 401k plans, those interest-sensitive only options that you have inside of that 401k plan require you to keep the money there for a certain period of time before you have access to it.
Yeah, or you're going to take a little hit.
Or you're going to take a hit.
Yeah. So please be careful, because most of these have maybe a couple of choices at least,
right,
about what you think is just a money market fund. Not always. Again, a stable value fund is a different type of an investment than a money market type of thing. Okay, the money market's more liquid. You have less chance of losing some of that to fees or costs in that plan. So please be careful. Ask questions first before you do that. Just make sure you know what you're getting into. But again, know that you have different ways of putting money in, and you can put in money that's invested more aggressively as it's going in. And then the money you've already got sitting there can be more conservatively invested.
If that fits you. Yeah.
Now, it may be that you're much younger and you're listening to me, and it doesn't matter as much,
yeah,
right?
Or
you're going to let it roll a little bit.
Yeah, because you're not going to retire for another 10 years. Well, here we said the average recession is only 11 months.
Right.
And the last one that we had was 18 months, mm-hmm, and that's since 1950. So there's some history involved there.
Well, it's important, too, as to why you're reallocating. I mean, you talked about the fact that this couple are looking at probably needing money in the next year or two. And so that was their reason for taking a look at this. Mm-hmm. But if you have an ongoing process, but the current allocation that you have is maybe you're unhappy with one or the two of the investment choices where you have your current allocation going into. And what I run into all the time is because everybody, not everybody, but most people now have access to reallocating online.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And when you reallocate online, the thing to remember is if you reallocate your current assets but don't reallocate your ongoing contributions, those investment choices that you have that you're not happy with, you're going to be getting them with your ongoing contributions if you don't change that also.
Because you haven't changed the future one.
And so you have to remember that you need to check both if you're going to be making changes.
I bet most people don't know that.
Well, I run into that all the time.
Sure. Well, you know, it's not something that's normally discussed at an enrollment meeting or plan update meeting. I discuss it. I know you do too, Jamie, when you go in.
Yeah, because
and do an enrollment.
I'll get the phone call. Well, I thought I reallocated. Well,
you did half of it.
You did half of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So how you're allocated in both parts, and also I've seen plans too. By the way, if you have a profit sharing plan, don't forget you may have another bucket of money in there.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. So many times it's just kind of divided in two. But always remember you're investing in various parts of your plan. And I have seen some 401ks where somebody's got like, you know, $100,000 sitting in their profit sharing bucket of their plan. And it's not invested at all. It's sitting there in money market because they never went in and said, oh, I want to add this into this setup that I've got the rest of my, you know, 401k in, right? So please be careful. Be aware of all the parts. They're not moving, but they are different parts. So just be sure that you understand what your choices might be. Let's talk a little bit, too, about taking money out of a 401k plan, and especially inherited 401ks. But, Jimmy, why don't you talk about something a lot of people don't know about, especially with regard to if somebody has company stock in their plan.
Well, this is an important point when it comes to saving on taxes. We do know that there are still 401k plans, and probably a lot of them out there, that still have stock as one of the options for investing in your 401k plan. And Doug is really good at this, and that's why I wanted to talk about it while Doug's here on Monday, is there's something called net unrealized appreciation. So if you hear an accountant or somebody talking about NUA in regards to your 401k plan and referring to your company stock, that's what they're talking about. And there's a right way to get money out of the 401k plan, and there's a wrong way. And it can cost you thousands and thousands of dollars if you do it the wrong way. And by the way, what's important about this, I saw an article recently that made me think about it, is this also has to do with inherited 401k plans. Because
mm-hmm.
A lot of the older plans, and when you inherit them, may have company stock in them. And the reason being, we have lots of clients who have worked for companies their whole life, and they love their company. And they love that company stock. And so we want to talk a little bit about getting money, getting that stock, and the most efficient way to pay the least amount of tax on that stock. Because if you leave it in the 401k or roll it to an IRA and roll the stock into an IRA, there can be some tax consequences of that that we want to talk about.
Yeah. There's a one-time option that usually you get on a 401k. It's when you separate from service or take you have the option one time to take the company stock out and pay the tax on it and keep the stock. Now, a couple companies, just as an example, and there's many, but the ones we run into the most are the people that work for Exxon or Coca-Cola.
The big oil and gas companies.
They want to keep that company stock because for whatever reasons. They've been there whole life or pays good, whatever it happens to be. But they don't want to come out as ordinary income. They don't want to have to sell the stock. They want to actually keep it. And so one time you can roll the stock out, the shares, the actual shares, move them to an after-tax account and pay the income tax on the gain of the stock.
Now, we need to explain this a little bit more.
How do you arrive at that figure that the IRS is going to buy, right? They got to believe it. How do you find that figure?
Because you're
keeping
the stock.
From? That's
keep
right.
Your certificates.
So then, okay, what happens after that? So we'll talk about that when we come right back from this break. In the meantime, you're sitting with this dilemma or you know someone who is, give us a call right now. We'll do our best to help you get your head wrapped around it and get a little help there. And it's time to give us that call on our private line while the commercials are on. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Please look for me, 'cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see.
The oldest county fair in the state of Texas, the Washington County Fair, is Friday, September 13th through Saturday, the 21st, with lots of great musical entertainment, including Jake Hooker and the Outsiders on Wednesday.
Look at me, the Outsider.
Thursday
more.
Features Bree Bagwell and Jesse Robb Jr.
I blame it on my boo.
Be sure to come out on Friday for Stoney LaRue and William Clark Green. And wrapping up the fair on Saturday is Kevin Fowler and Steve Warner.
Linda, do you want to dance? Linda, give me half a chance.
I want to get loose, get loud, get crazy.
So hurry and get your season pass so you don't miss one night at the Washington County Fair. Find out more online at WashingtonCOFair.com or call 979-836-4112. The fair is sponsored by Brenham National Bank, Germania Insurance, J&J Packing, and Yoakum House Moving.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area FFA and 4-H Club members and their leaders. Collier Construction hopes you'll join them in their support of Washington County Fair and congratulate all the Queen candidates on a job well done. Collier Construction invites you to support the local youth by attending the Washington County Fair, going on at the fairgrounds on Bluebell Road in Brenham.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, your ATV and motorcycle distributor, is a proud supporter of the Washington County Fair.
Hear the saving message of Jesus Christ at Champion Fellowship every Sunday at 9 and 10:45 a.m. Champion Kids Nursery and Kids Church, along with Bible study for youth and adults, is available during both services. Spanish translation headsets are available at both times. Find out more about what's going on at Champion Fellowship online at championfellowship.org or call 979-277-9090. Champion Fellowship. Love God. Love others. Share Christ.
Kinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park Street in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967. And as avid supporters of the Washington County Fair, the owners and staff at Conjura Tile hope you'll support the youth by attending the Washington County Fair this week in Brenham. Go out and enjoy the carnival, the rodeo, and all the awesome live music. Join Conjura Tile at the Washington County Fair.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the 2017 World Series champions, the Houston Astros, on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astro sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, DDM Pipe and Steel, Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Fireplaces, etc., Brenham National Bank, Bluebonnet Petroleum, T3 Truck and Trailer, and Team Ford of Navasota. Please support our Astro sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of today's program.
Quit dancing.
And toe tapping here. We got the mics on, right? Yeah. Welcome back. And again, if you have questions, if we've sparked some interest here in reallocating maybe some investments you've already got, certainly 401k land and 403b. Those types of investment vehicles, there are some ins and outs. We want you to be aware of all of those, whether you're getting ready to change jobs or whether you're getting ready to retire or whether you're just starting in your 401k. All of these different things are so important. Or as we're talking about now, if you work for a company that has given you the opportunity to put company stock into your 401k, for instance, all right, what do you do to save money on tax on that later on when you're getting ready to leave the company? Most often it's that. What do you do with that? There is a way to get this out, get preferential tax treatment on that forever if you remove it from the rest of your 401k and put it over into like a brokerage account type situation. Yeah. So let's go. It's called NUA, Net Unrealized Appreciation.
Yeah, it's something you don't do very often in your life. Usually
that's right.
Just once. Yeah. And you can only do it once. Yeah. But Jamie, you got a good example there. You've worked for a company many years, and you accumulated some stock inside your retirement plan.
Yeah. The simple part first would be the biggest mistake. The simple thing to do would be to take the money out of the 401k plan and roll it over into an IRA.
Including your company stock.
Your company stock. If you do that, then when you sell the stock out of the IRA, it's all ordinary income. And it'll be taxed at ordinary income tax rates. The better thing to do would be, an example that I'm going to give is pretty simple. Let's say that you have company stock that your cost basis in the stock is $100,000.
Now, where does that cost basis come from? How do you know if you've been buying it a little bit at a time over the years?
You've kept good records.
Actually, your company is the one that should be keeping those records.
Yeah,
right?
You should have, you're going to have some type of record of what your cost basis is in the stock.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you get it at a discount. And yeah. So what your cost basis is important.
Yeah, so your company will have this calculation for you, and the IRS will accept it. And it's going to be a figure that you probably never would have come up with on your own. But it's something over time.
The cost basis is the day they awarded you the stock and put it in your account. What was the share price on that day?
That's right.
Minus any discounts.
That's right.
And so if they did that over 10 years, what's your price?
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine if you have been buying company stock or receiving company stock over 30 to 40 year period. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty,
keeping track of all that.
That would be a daunting task, right?
Yeah,
and
so
you probably mess it up somehow, right?
But nevertheless, it's very important to know what your cost basis is. Mm-hmm. Well, the example that I'm going to use is the cost basis is $100,000. But the value of the stock currently is $500,000. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
you did
a good
well.
Deal. Yeah,
okay.
The company stock did well. But the thing to do is if you take all $500,000 of stock and take it out of the 401k or IRA, take it out of the and put it into a brokerage account, you only have to pay ordinary income tax on your cost basis, not the $500,000.
So you're going to pay ordinary income tax at whatever your bracket is on $100,000.
On $100,000, not the $500,000.
Okay.
And now you've got the money in the brokerage account, and then if you ever sell the stock inside the brokerage account, you'll pay long-term capital gains rates, which the top rate now is 20%, not 37 or 39%.
Mm-hmm.
And so you save a lot of money in tax by doing it that way. That's why it's called a net unrealized appreciation, because you're moving it out of the 401k into the brokerage account. You haven't sold it yet, so you have unrealized appreciation because you haven't sold it. Once you sell it, you'll pay long-term capital gains rates.
So where do you, but you have to have money to pay the tax.
Well, when you file your tax return, whatever the taxes are due, you have to pay the tax. Maybe at that time you will sell some of those shares to pay that tax, but mm-hmm. you've saved a lot of tax money by doing it that way.
That's a strategy, very good strategy if it works for you. It's just like moving an IRA into a Roth conversion.
Right.
Yep.
You know, you got to take the money, you got to take it and pay tax on it, and then you've turned it into a better tax situation.
Correct.
So this going forward.
Going forward, it's much better. Yeah, because now the hopefully the stock's going to continue to appreciate. And so now you have $500,000 worth of stock that you only paid $100,000 for. You only paid tax on $100,000, and now it's going to continue to appreciate. And until you sell it, you're not paying any tax because it's in a brokerage account.
While it's growing, tax due.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But yet it's liquid.
Okay.
That's what we help people do.
Yeah, that's called NUA.
Yeah, and there was talk for several years that the IRS was going to do away with this capability, but they have not.
They have not, currently.
So
it's been
still
around a
available.
Long time. Yeah, yes. It's been around, so it's tried and true. It's not anything on the gray area or anything. It's a standard practice.
Yeah, you're not going to be a test case.
Yeah. There you go. All right. That's it for today's program. We're going to be back here again on Wednesday. In the meantime, if you've got a question or two or three or ten or whatever, want to come in for the free review, you can always call us at the office. Glad to help you. We want you to do your best with all the things that make up who you are and those you care about financially speaking. We want you to do well. Here's our number. 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.